Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another episode of The Tripod. I'm Ned. We got Keith.
Hey.
And Zach.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
On the ones and twos, it's Miles.
Howdy.
Eugene couldn't be here, so he left us a special message.
Mm-hmm.
And when will we listen to that?
Yeah.
Right now?
I'm trying to tee it up.
Yeah, you're trying to have me queued up.
Special message.
Let's first tell people, get out there and vote, brothers and sisters.
The special message from Eugene might be about voting.
Okay. Now, I haven't heard this, so it could be totally inappropriate.
Oh, it probably will be.
It probably will be.
Okay. Here we go. This is Eugene's special message.
Hey guys, I'm sorry I can't make this podcast, but I wanted to make a quick appearance to set up a new game. The game is called One Gotta Go.
This
is a big trend that happens on social media. I'm going to present four different things. You got to choose which one gotta go.
One gotta go.
Hear what you say. So, in honor of Halloween, my favorite holiday, which is happening this Saturday, there was a tweet trending, basically saying Milky Way was the one that had to go out of these four iconic chocolate bars. Now, I'm taking Milky Way out of the equation and giving you a new fourth option to make this a little tougher. So, out of these four, which one gotta go? Snickers, Reese's, Twix, and Kit Kat. Those are your four. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Twix, and Kit Kat.
Dang, that's tough.
Which one
gotta go? I expect you to show your work.
All right, while we mull over, I'm thrilled that Eugene asked this because I saw this going around and my boy Kit Kat was not included. I'm gonna go ahead and say Kit Kat is my number one chocolate candy.
Dang.
I love it. I love the way I'm a little wafer slut over here.
Whoa.
I can't get enough
wafer
of that slut.
Crunch.
You break me off a piece. I love Kit Kats so much.
It's definitely my least favorite of the four.
Girl, you're crazy, Keith.
Yeah, right? Well, what about a Kit Kat is better than a Reese's peanut butter
the
cup?
The wafers!
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and strong agree with Keith.
You guys are out of your minds.
I heard the list, and I was like, absolutely not. Still probably not. Yeah. And then Kit Kat.
Sorry.
Y'all going to play Kit Kat like that?
First of all, the candy tells you to share it. Fuck off, it's mine. It's mine. I bought this in the checkout line right before I left the fucking grocery store.
Don't share because he's a younger brother.
Nobody share with me.
When the best part about the candy bar is the fact that you can snap it in half, that means it needs to be better. Candy.
Look how it disconnects.
That's the most fun part. Not eating it.
You know what? You're about to push me to the edge. You know what I'm going to say?
Mm-hmm.
All three can go.
Keep them all.
I don't need your Snickers. You know what? If I'm hungry, I'm not grabbing a Snickers. I'm grabbing a meal like a full-grown adult. I don't need a Reese's.
It's a marketing slogan.
It's got protein.
I don't need it.
It's got dairy.
It's got eggs. That's a theme of at least two of the other three.
As a kid, I loved Twix, but now as an adult, I'm like, that shit's just going to get stuck in my teeth.
Kit Kat doesn't.
It doesn't?
It doesn't as much as Twix, but Twix is so much better.
Yeah.
I will not stand for
this. It's like a Kit Kat with caramel.
Yeah.
It's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a Kit Kat plus.
I'm getting rid of Snickers. It's too much. I don't need it in my life.
Are you kidding?
Too much.
There's almost nothing more satisfying.
Yeah.
It's like the steak of candy.
That's true. It is my favorite candy.
And you know what?
ever.
In the protein world, steak can go. I don't want it. I don't need it. Get rid of it.
Steak has its own house.
I don't need it.
Steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
There's no chicken house yet. There's no lamb house, but there's many steakhouses.
Hey, get rid of the steak. It has a house. It's got a house. You got a house, you gotta have a steak.
It's got a housekeeper.
Steak.
And also, like, it changes with the seasons.
Right.
It knows how to adapt and stay current. You know, it's got bunnies. It's got
trendy.
Eggs. It's got pumpkins.
Oh, and Kit Kat does it. You got your green tea. You got your white chocolate.
In Japan, maybe.
Yeah.
If you were in Japan, maybe you'd have a good argument. It's the most versatile Japanese candy.
Yeah.
For
nobody
sure.
ever talks about how the best part about Kit Kats is biting into it.
I do.
You mean the wafer crunch?
No, they don't talk about that. Yeah. They say, "Oh, snap it and give it to your friends."
Hey,
classic.
Give me a break,
scheme.
Zach.
Real quick,
like that. Give me a break.
Real quick, just to entertain me. Why don't we go ahead and sing the theme songs of all of the shopping malls? Let's start with Snickers. Give me the
again. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to have a non-candy based reason why your candy is the best, already in a hole.
Oh, so you don't have a theme song. Oh, so you don't have a delightful song that delights millions of people across the country?
Hungry.
No.
Why wait? Hungry. Grab a Snickers. Hungry. Yum.
Twix.
You seem a little upset. Maybe you need the Snickers.
I'm actually thrilled because now I know that when we go trick-or-treating together, I'm getting all of your Kit Kats, and I will not... If I see you try and eat one, I'm going to say no.
Look, I'm not saying
me,
I don't like
no,
Kit Kats.
No, you told me you hated it.
Mm-hmm. And if it has
all
to
your
go,
Kit Kats come to me.
If I get all of the other three varieties of yours, sure, great trade.
Yeah. Great trade. I'm down.
Right. Wait, you'll give me all your Snickers, all your Reese's, all your Twix.
Because it's that much better. And then you know what, Ned? I'm going to break mine in half and share it right back because I'm a giving man.
Wow.
Very good.
It's too good. I can't afford not to buy it.
The Twix is the most beautiful in commercials. The way they snap it and they stretch out the caramel.
And you got that drizzle drazzle.
And they have the whole left versus right nonsense. They just pretend like the left Twix and the right Twix are made in different factories and they're made differently.
Yeah.
They pretend like, well, this, the caramel is layered and the chocolate is poured. It's like, and this one, the caramel is poured and the chocolate is layered. It's not. It's exactly the same, but they create this fake fight, which I thought was very cute.
Yeah,
it's cute.
I feel like they're ripping off Kit Kat there.
They're
to be
all,
honest.
You know, they're all really good at marketing.
All
of them. Like the transformative quality of Snickers, the how do you eat it of Reese's, the left versus right of Twix, and the shareability of Kit Kat.
They've really created the myth that Snickers is a meal. Because I feel like often I've gone into a convenience store and been like, I'm pretty hungry. Maybe chips. No, I'll get a Snickers bar.
And that's lunch.
Yeah, it's lunch for me. It's got peanuts.
A healthy dose of nuts in there.
Yeah, there's nuts.
It's what's been keeping Betty White alive all these years.
Yeah, Jesus.
And, in the commercials, right? Everyone is always Betty White. The little Betty White inside all of us.
Oh, right.
Zach, answer me if Kit Kat has a delicious ice cream bar version.
Snickers, the Snickers ice cream.
Probably not. Snickers ice cream for the win.
Well, either way, use the comment section to vote for your favorite and make sure you vote for a much more important voting thing, the election. Remember, if you have a mail-in ballot and you have not mailed it by now, you should actually take it to a mail drop-off, folks.
Yeah, mail-in ballots, you can't send them in anymore. The USPS says that it's too late. We want your vote to be counted across the country. They are trying to make many, many votes not count. So don't let that happen to you.
And you can also just take it into your local you can take it into your local polling center, voting center, on the day of and just drop it. And you don't have to wait in the line.
Mm-hmm.
So just go to the door and say, hey, I'm just dropping this off. They'll be like, right this way. You do not have to wait in line to drop off a mail-in ballot. Just walk right in, put it in the box. You did it.
And don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Don't just just do it before you forget.
The most important thing is to make a plan, have a plan, and just, execute that plan. We have already and will continue to encourage you to vote for Joe Biden. We have a full endorsement video on our channel. Next week's episode is the day after the election. We're not going to know what's going to happen, so we're going to do something a little fun and light next week. But we just, the circus is about to begin. This is not an election day this year. This is an election week, so hold on tight. Get ready to be patient. there's going to be a lot of insanity and possible misinformation, so take a deep breath. It's been a long
time. Some candy for the other people in line.
Yeah. Get a Kit Kat.
Do a little reverse trick or treat action.
Share it.
Yeah. Make
You're
sure
it's
wrapped.
Leftover candy.
Well, mm-hmm. actually, maybe don't share a Kit Kat this year. Maybe
don't
this is the year.
COVID.
That's true.
Maybe
that's
this
true.
Is the year to not
buy, buy the fun size because there's nothing fun about sharing that. It's yeah. already barely any yeah. candy.
God, I already have such fond memories of getting home after
oh,
trick or treating
and the sorting,
and dumping
just
my bucket
just
over the
hall.
Carpet.
I think that's the first time you realize if you're like type A or not, if you like organize your candy into tiers of flavor
oh,
or
I
if
did
you
not.
Just dive. See, I was like, okay, so I've got the Premier candy, I got my Butterfingers, my Snickers, my Milky Ways over here. I got these weird things that I like, but I don't know what they're called because they're sort of generic based candies. I got the shit candy.
Yeah.
And you try to bring the shit candy to school and try to trade like five pieces of shit candy for
oh,
one piece
trade.
Of good candy.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never did that.
Oh, yeah.
I like
bring
that
your,
though.
I'm not going to eat that shit candy. I'm not going to throw it away. It might be valuable to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember those like strawberry? The wrappers are just, they look like strawberries. And then you open it and it's kind of a hard candy that also
yeah.
chews.
The grandma candies.
Yes, those were great. I have no idea mm-hmm. what they're called, but those were like the generic candy. Like, I don't know what this is, mm-hmm. but I like it.
Yeah.
My my favorite thing about Halloween candy as a kid is that it was the first time where I got to fully regulate my snack intake.
Oh, really?
And so I hid my candy somewhere so that I had my stash and I didn't go all in at once. I was like, I'm going to have a little bit every night, and I made sure that it would last a couple months, and like I had this haul, it lasted me a while, but it was, I remember being like my little second grade brain, maybe even younger, like being like, okay, if I save my candy, mm-hmm. then I can have candy every night for the next 2 months. And that's a thrill.
Was there any ever people in your neighborhood that would give like the weird candy, like the homemade candy? Oh, it's like comes in a little homemade wrapper.
Fuck that shit.
You're like, whoa.
No, however, someone did hand out little cups of popcorn.
That's kind of nice.
It was kind of nice. It was a little odd.
Nice. You can't hide a razor in that.
It was better than the dentists on my block who gave out toothbrushes.
That's funny.
That's a shitty thing to do.
No, that's funny.
It was good in that...
You know, Halloween probably sets you back a couple months in your dentistry.
I went to like 100 houses. I was hard.
Whoa.
And so like, it wasn't bad to have... yeah. Oh, yeah.
You only went as joggers for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like famous joggers.
Street, and then I'd have my dad drive me to like my friend's house. We'd go by his street, and then their parents would drive us to another friend's house, we go down their street, so you sort
Whoa.
Of hit all the like mm-hmm. your local friends' blocks.
Yeah,
and that sounds fun.
Yeah, and we sort of knew like, oh, this block there's this house that always does full candy bars. On this block there's this house that always does like
full candy bars.
Damn. I always wanted to be a full candy bar house, you know. Like for like, if you know, if you
like
come to my house trick or treat.
I don't think I can't imagine anyone doing that in the year of our Lord 2020. Yeah.
That's like $1 a person.
You gotta buy them wholesale.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice.
Do you guys as adults still eat candy?
Trick or treat? Yeah.
No, a trick or treat.
Am I gonna pay for candy like a chump? Nah, dog. You just go to people's houses.
Yeah.
Dress up cute. They give you candy
that's
for free.
Right.
I ain't a
You just
sorry.
Say, oh, my kid's
that's
like
lit.
On their way.
What was your actual question?
Do you still eat candy like as a, like, you'll be like, I'm gonna have a candy now.
Yeah,
as
you know,
like an adult.
It's rare, but I'll still do it occasionally. I got a bunch of Airheads for I was making a decoration. I was cutting them out and using them for decorations.
Uh-huh.
And then now I just have like 50 Airheads in the cabinet. And I tried one as a snack, and man, if you eat a lot of sugar all at once, it gets you hyped up.
Oh, yeah. And it hurts.
Kind of forgot that.
You know what's funny? As an adult, my candy intake has been replaced by like artisan candy. Like instead, I just get like the Trader Joe's toffee and pistachio. And like, that's candy, man.
It's candy.
Like the chocolate covered acai berries. I'm like,
yeah,
it's
candy.
It's antioxidants. Mm-hmm. It's fucking candy.
It's candy.
My candy intake is low. I rarely candy.
your wife
really likes candy.
Becky loves the candy. I even bought my, so I went on that road trip, right? I bought myself some peanut M&Ms, which is what my dad's favorite drive-in candy was. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll do it. Didn't open the dang thing at all.
Oh.
I had no interest in them. I only wanted chips and sandwiches.
I'd rather eat fruit. You know, that's my candy. I like having have a kiwi. A little sweetness.
Miles, yeah. Never can we hit the eject button on this dude
ejecting
right now?
Zach.
Come on, Zach.
We're talking about... You're anti-fruit?
We're talking about candy. We're talking about candy, man.
I'm just saying, that's the
fruit. Is not a candy substitute.
It's a sweet. I go into my little pantry.
Oh my
I'm like,
goodness.
Do I want chocolate? No, I want some fucking grapes and blueberries,
oh my
bro.
Goodness.
And then if I do get candy, I'm getting Kit Kat, the best
oh
candy.
Oh, my gosh.
I like grapes.
Fruit's great. No.
Grapes are good. You
grapes
know,
are... Look,
talking about
grapes. They're the most candy-like,
yeah.
I'd say berries.
Have you
berries.
Had cotton candy grapes? They're grapes that
oh,
taste
those
like cotton candy.
Those are nuts.
Too sweet.
Oh, my
oh
God.
That? So, Jesus.
I do love like a fresh strawberry. Really good. Yum, yeah. Yum.
I
yummy.
Feel like if it doesn't have chocolate on it, I'm way less likely to be on board. And the, going for the Airheads was... Chocolate fruit, then we're back towards candy. I'm back on board.
That's true.
I prefer to keep it separate. I think
oh
it ruins the strawberry.
God.
I don't like
chocolate.
But I love a
fruit.
Chocolate covered banana.
Guys, I love
yes,
fruit.
Yes, that works. I like that.
But it's like we're pretending to be healthy here. We're talking about candy. Mm-hmm. I want chocolate. I want sugar. I want maybe some nuts, maybe some caramel or caramel, depending on where you're from.
What about sugar snappies? Right?
You got sugar snap peas? Oh my God. Now we're getting towards vegetables.
Can you imagine?
Next you're going to be like, you know, edamame is like a good snack.
Peas for Halloween from somebody?
I'm going to get you a shirt that says edamame is my candy.
Yeah, man.
Oh my goodness.
A little bit of nice healthy protein.
So I guess the answer is no.
Yeah.
That we don't eat much candy as adults.
Well, speaking of spooky sweets and sours.
Hit it.
I asked Twitter this last week, hey, what are the worst ideas that we could possibly do for the tripod? And I've assembled a list of several.
Oh, wait, are we about to try and have the worst tripod episode of all time?
We are. Yeah.
Wow.
And
I wish
sense.
Eugene were here for this.
Well, he couldn't be because then it wouldn't be the worst idea
yeah,
of
that's
all time.
True. That's
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we're already... By default.
Yeah. So I've got some great ideas. Thanks everybody who wrote in on that. And we're going to kind of go through them and then just try to enjoy the worst segments of all time.
Yeah.
This is great. I mean, I am very excited. Mm-hmm. It's only up from here. I think it's really good in life to get the worst out of the way.
Right.
Fail as hard as you can. Mm-hmm. And then every episode from here on out, you're going to be like, wow. That wasn't as bad as this one.
The first one is a staring contest, which I think is a fantastic segment for a podcast.
So funny.
We're doing non-audio.
Yeah. They're all just the worst ideas.
Yes.
Well, they're good ones. They're not all
they're
silent.
They're good, bad ideas.
But I figured we do one.
Right.
Quiet. Okay.
Where, what tweeting? What was this? At Tripod? Do we have that on Twitter?
I don't
handle?
Think so. It was just on my personal handle.
Oh, okay. Cool.
At Miles Bond.
At Miles Bond. Give the man a follow.
Nobody else get it if
show
it's
him
available.
Show him some love.
Please leave it available
I'll
for us.
I'll check. Right
don't get
now.
It.
You okay. guys stare at each other.
It's
I'll stare at my
taken.
Phone.
All right.
Okay. So it's just a pun.
All right.
Nice.
The worst tripod episode starting now.
So you and Ned, Keith and Ned are going to do it because Zach's looking at his phone, which is already, we're off to a good start. Is that Keith and Ned are going to go staring contest. Okay, so close your eyes.
Hold on, my wife's calling me.
Oh, goodness.
Becky did call
Hello.
Me a second ago and I
oh, hey,
hon. Answer it.
No, I'm in the middle of doing a tripod. It's the worst episode of all time.
Oh, God.
If people haven't left yet, they will soon.
Bad.
Okay. All right, ready, Keith? Let's
yes,
do it.
Okay.
All right, 1, 2, 3, staring contest.
Well, Ned already blinked. I don't.
He did blink literally. On
he lost
on
said once to refresh himself. Staring contest in his eye went.
His eyes to refresh himself, I guess.
I lost.
He lost.
Oh man.
Do you judge a staring contest by breaking sight or by blinking? Because those are different rules.
Well, I think it's blinking.
I think it's both.
I think it's
but
blinking.
Traditionally, it's blinking.
Yeah, blinking is
traditionally,
sort of...
I've played both.
Traditionally.
All right.
My sister and I would do the one where you like can't look away, and then she would like throw her hand wildly in the other direction. Or
I feel like it's all about your the amount of liquid that you naturally carry on your eyes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, Zach, let's do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
All right, Ned's looking fine. Zach's looking scary. His eyes are.
I already blinked.
Zach already blinked.
Okay, Ned is the reigning champion now.
My eyes are watering.
All right,
sure.
Ned.
Okay,
let's do this. Hang on, closing my eyes.
My eyes like sting from
refresh.
That.
Refresh.
I hate it. I
and
just woke up.
Ned, here we go.
Ned definitely
such
did
a lead.
Here we go. I was waiting for a 1, 2, 3.
I also, you did start it differently than all the
oops,
other
I
matches.
Oops, I blinked.
I spaced out.
Miles beat the champion, which means Miles is the champion after only one match. Congratulations, Miles.
Congratulations, Miles.
Which is not fair because Miles is a podcast gremlin. We all know gremlins don't have eyelids.
Exactly. I sliced him just for the podcast. I sliced him up for the podcast.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, moving right along here.
That was pretty bad.
But I think we can get worse.
Okay.
Somebody suggested that we play Mafia on the podcast.
No.
On the podcast.
I don't know how we're going to do that.
Well, here's how we're going to do
it. First of all, there's barely any of us
what?
Here.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. So there's three of you here, right? So I'm going to decide one person who's the killer.
This is very exciting.
And then
Mafia,
we just try and talk about it.
Yeah,
and then we're going to go to bed, and the killer's going to kill one, and that's the end of the game.
No.
I love Mafia. If you don't know, it's like kind of the original Among Us, okay? You're all in a circle. Mm-hmm. There's a secret kill. You go around doing little secret handshakes. Mm-hmm. But then if you like, what is it? You scratch the inside of your palm, then that person has to die in four steps.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's like crowd mafia.
Yeah.
What's crowd mafia? He's talking about playing card mafia.
I'm playing about like where you sit in a circle, like werewolf.
Playing card mafia.
Like werewolf.
The,
same
the
deal.
The cards are basically how you know if you're...
Oh, okay. I've never done it that way.
Exactly. But how we're going to do this is no one's going to get killed, but you all are just going to kind of feel... It's mob mentality. You're going to feel... Because one person is going to be the mafia. So you're going to try to feel who that person is and
just
kill
by
them.
Talking.
Just by talking.
Is there a time limit?
I'll give you 60 seconds.
All right. All right. Sounds good. And we're just going to close our eyes and you're going to tap one of us on the shoulder or something?
Close your eyes and I'm going to tap one of you.
How are you going to tap me?
It's probably not going to be Keith.
Well, we already know it's not me. Because there ain't no way you're getting to me without touching Zach.
I might tap you.
That might be the trick.
Okay. So
you got a stick over there.
So everyone close your eyes. I'm going to walk over. I'm going to tap one.
All right. Here we go.
Eyes closed. I'm walking over.
Bring back the Jewish mafia. Okay.
I'm going to stand in the center of the room so no one can know.
Or the Italian mafia.
That's too trite.
But still hurtful. Stereotypes to my people.
My family was in the Jewish mafia. So,
oh, really?
Like, you know, it's...
All right, I'm back. Okay, now, campers, open your eyes up. Now, the mafia has killed somebody in your town, but it's none of you. You have one final night to figure out who killed the people in your town.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm a respectable businessman. I don't want anything to happen to my family, so whoever is the mafia, let me know. I will pay you a monthly retainer to keep me safe.
All right, I don't know what's going on there, but I know I'm definitely not a mafia, so it's
Keith,
one of you guys.
Keith, you're the mafia. All right, Zach. Keith, I want to play. It's him. That motherfucker.
Ned,
it's not voting time yet, first of all. I wanted to pay the mafia to protect me.
I was doing a bit.
It's obviously
Zach.
Keith.
It's obviously
Ned,
Zach.
You play games. You know for a fact.
I know
that this
Keith gets a lot weirder when it's
Keith,
him.
Voting Zach.
Are you a liar?
Voting Zach.
Keith, are you a liar?
No.
Look me in the eyes.
No.
Are you the mafia?
No.
Then what are you?
I'm Keith.
And you're totally innocent? Keith hates lying in games, so you just need to ask him a lot of questions.
How much time is left?
30 seconds.
Ask him a question.
So you believe that I'm not the mafia?
Correct. I know it's him.
And why do you believe it's him?
Because Miles stood in the middle and made a big deal and you were upset about not being mafia, so, and Ned and I were talking the whole time and you were silent.
Gosh,
I know
this
it's
mafia
you.
Mafia number's really running.
Yeah.
Ned, ask him a question.
Why did, okay.
Ask him a question.
All right, Keith, are you the mafia?
No.
All right, it's voting time.
I know
time.
You're not the mafia.
It's voting time.
You know? Yeah. How could you know Zach? How could you know? Well, you know you. But.
I do know me.
All right, Ned, who do you vote?
I vote Zach.
You're so
I
fucking
vote Zach.
Keith. You vote Zach.
You're wrong.
Zach is killed and Zach is not the mafia. It was Keith.
Yeah! I'm so mad at you.
You had a chance. All you had to do was say, it's not me.
I did. I literally started by saying, it's
yeah, but
not
Keith
me. I
said
want to protect
it,
my family.
Keith said it first.
The first thing I said is I wanted to protect my family. I was doing a comedy bit about how I wanted to overthrow this system and swear allegiance to the mafia.
Chose you.
Yeah, I'm sorry to make you lie, Keith. I know you don't love it.
I hate lying. Yeah.
I'm mad. I'm taking
Zach,
a walk.
Zach made it easy by being so strong in the beginning. He's like, great. He drew suspicion. I'll just try to be quiet as much as I can.
I was trying to do a bit, and then you threw me under the bus.
A lot of times when I play Mafia or Werewolf at like a party situation, it starts out really fun, and then someone gets really upset.
I've been playing so much Among Us lately, and I've almost exclusively been playing with 10-year-olds.
I've never been
chat.
The imposter.
It's so
but
fun.
But I've only played like 5 or 6 times.
But I get so mad, because when you play that game, so when you're doing it over chat, it's like on your phone, it's a terrible way to type.
Must be impossible.
And so I report a body. If you guys don't know Among Us, you're like on a ship, you're trying to find the killer. So I report a body, and then someone, like whoever, let's say it was purple. And before I can type purple with my stupid little fat fingers, someone else is like, it's yellow. And I'm like, no, guys, whoever says it first, everyone just goes, okay, I believe. And they don't listen to logic, they don't listen to anything else, and I lose every game because I can't type fast enough. I'm like, you fucking idiot 10-year-old.
Well, that's basically what happened.
Exactly.
You couldn't speak fast enough.
Yeah. So you are a 10-year-old is what I'm saying.
I'm not a 10-year-old. It's just so upsetting.
Keith is a 10-year-old. You don't vote for the first person. You get the facts, you listen, but ooh.
Yeah, that but I was just going on snap judgments, you know? That's all we had.
And how far? Well, is taking over this
it
town.
Didn't get me voted, so
you Ned, lost. Like,
Ned's still alive.
You lost, Ned.
Ned, do you want to be a part of the Mafia?
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, thanks, man.
That's
all
to
I
the
wanted.
Family.
I wanted to be in the family too. I laid down.
I can't wait to play it next time we're in a big house together. Among Us live.
Oh my gosh, it would be crazy to play in an actual party in the room where everyone has to be quiet and.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, that
no,
is
no,
fun.
No. Like I'm saying around. We walk around the house there a murderer actually like murders someone.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And you're like, all right, you have to go do the dishes in the kitchen. That's your task? Oh,
no, there's no tasks, really. I don't think you could do that.
That would be very funny.
Imagine you're in like...
It's just chores.
Well, you do it at the end of a party.
Everybody's coming over to my house now, Zach. You're going to have to put away my laundry.
You do it at the end
before they get killed.
If you do it at the end of the party, then you actually have like... You party for hours and then you clean up. Up, those are your
there
tasks.
You go. That's I did true. It once in a house in like middle of nowhere, Colorado. It was on a ski trip. There's about like 16 people in this big house, and it was super, super dark. It was like, it's terrifying. It's just all dark. People are trying to walk around and not be killed, and then some people are the killers, and then you turn on the lights on, and then discuss.
All right, moving on.
I would say so far that was not, well, maybe it wasn't good audio, but it was pretty fun if you're watching on YouTube.
Well, I feel like it'll be a good suspense because people didn't know who the Mafia was unless they saw the video.
The listeners don't know. The video knows.
Yeah, exactly.
I assume.
It was obvious.
I assume you can hear me tap Keith loudly on
the
microphone.
I was cowering in the corner. I did not want to be tapped.
Okay, next segment. Again, these are all from Twitter, people suggesting segments. This one is just talk about worms.
Oh, dude, love worms. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
my favorite video game.
The funnest thing about worms is you cut them in half. Now you got two worms.
Whoa,
that's probably the coolest thing about worms.
Okay, but a sad thing is that I heard that as a kid, and I feel like we all went out into the back and tried to cut a worm, but we only had our like dull butter knife.
Oh no!
I'm just being real. This is a memory that I feel like a lot of people have, and you try and cut it, and you're just like smushing its body, probably causing a lot of harm. You're like, it's not working, and then. And also realizing, like, wait, just because you can cut them in half doesn't mean you should. It's still a traumatic experience for that worm.
Mm-hmm. And their neural system is, like, all throughout their body. So to the extent that they feel pain, they feel it everywhere.
I felt it.
I don't know if that's true.
Do worms have... either way, digestive tracts. I'm pretty sure they have like mouth butts. Like they can eat and poop out of each side.
It's a two-way street.
We call that the old Trump.
You guys can't do that?
I feel like.
Yeah, we're going to do that for a video.
That's our next segment, actually. Yeah,
it's
got to
be
your
a
mouth.
One-way street.
That's fascinating.
Well, the other type of worms, Worms World Party, my favorite video game franchise, where you're little worms that shoot each other with bazookas.
Hell yeah. That's my favorite,
no,
too.
Ned, I know this because back from Singapore, our airplane had a game, like a built, you know how like
you could play worms on the in-flight
plane.
Entertainment system.
But hilariously, you couldn't play chair to chair. You could only play two player at your chair.
Yeah.
So Ned came and like sat on the side handle of my seat.
Yeah.
And we played worms for probably 2 hours.
That's awesome. That's fun.
It was lit.
15 hour flight. You got some time.
Yeah. You gotta find stuff to do.
So fun.
I'm reading about worms.
Yeah, what are the worm facts you got?
Worm facts.
I want.
I love after the rain and they wriggle.
Yeah, well, they're dying.
What?
Yeah, they're getting out of the water because they're drowning. That's why they're out when it's raining.
Oh God!
It's because they're underground and they get waterlogged, so they actually come up to the surface to not die.
Anytime Wes sees a worm like on the sidewalk, he says, "Take back to its home," and then he'll put it, you know, back in the ground.
I was wrong. It's not
usually it's already dead.
No, but they have gizzards.
They have gizzards?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
They got a mouth, a pharynx, an esophagus, a crop, a gizzard, and an intestine. All really close to the head, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Worms are cool.
What's a gizzard? I know it's like
it's a turkey bit. I know you can eat it when it's on a chicken.
Is it like, it looks like a second throat?
The gizzard uses stones that the earthworm eats to grind the food completely. Mm. So,
it's a pre-digestive.
So, yeah, the worm eats rocks as well as dirt, and the rocks hang out in the gizzard and break up the dirt so that it can poop the dirt.
Y'all call this a bad segment? I mean, I feel like this is pretty good. This is not dissimilar from the normal show. This is so
far. This is the best tripod ever.
We're gonna have to make through their skin.
Through their skin?
They don't have lungs. They breathe through their skin.
Oh goodness!
Wow.
There's magic all around.
You ever eat a worm?
No. I remember reading books.
Were you that
as a
kid on the
about
playground?
No, like, I never ate worms, but I know that people did sometimes.
Miles, I'll give you a nickel if you eat this worm.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But I never did it. But I definitely had friends who were like, "You can eat bugs," and then
like you could.
I honestly don't know if I ate a worm when we worked at BuzzFeed or not. Like, it seems
very
possible that I ate a worm.
I may have definitely eaten a worm.
I've eaten silkworms.
I've eaten silkworms. I hated those.
They were not good. They were like hay gushers.
Those were the squishy.
Yeah.
They were squishy.
Hay gushers?
Because they felt, they tasted very grassy.
Yeah, it's and they burst.
And they burst with the bursting power of hay.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Probably the most terrible food experience. I know it's a delicacy in parts of the world. There's nothing I've eaten that I hated more than those.
Didn't taste that delicate to me.
Tough little worm.
Tough little hay worms.
Crickets, however.
Delicious.
Totally, yeah, crickets can be totally great.
Scorpions
are
really good.
Genuinely so
tasty.
You get some salt and pepper on your bugs, they taste like nuts, and they're great.
Yeah.
Ants, pretty.
You could give that to kids for Halloween candy.
Scorpions, that's kind of a spooky treat.
Like scorpion lollipops. Yeah. You ever get those?
Oh, yeah.
Little scorpions inside.
Mm-hmm. And I know that cricket protein is actually a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's going to save
like
the world.
A sustainable thing. Yeah. Crickets are cool.
We need it. Actually, I always think about that scene in Snowpiercer when they like the working class finds out that they've been eating bugs this whole time and they're horrified. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck did you expect? You're on a post-apocalyptic train. Of course you're eating bugs.
Did it
taste like bugs? No, then just eat the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there are bigger problems in Snowpiercer, but that was the one that
it makes perfect sense.
Everyone should be eating bugs. The fucking world's over. You're on a train.
There's a sex rave 2 cars away from the engine. Mm-hmm. Of course. Duh. That's where you would put the sex rave, near the classroom. Mm-hmm.
The worst is in Cloud Atlas when they find out they're eating themselves.
Oh, Soylent Green is people?
Yeah.
Classic.
Cloud Atlas was kind of dope. All right, here we go. this next segment is another Twitter suggestion. Unwanted questions. A segment where I present uncomfortable questions to my bosses in an effort to force some camaraderie between us.
Force?
Okay. this is a segment.
This is you trying to be friends with us?
This is me actively asking you uncomfortable questions to try to be friends with
you. In an effort to gain our trust.
Yeah, just an effort to gain your trust. Yeah, sure.
Great.
Okay, so
sit up for this.
All right, here's the first one. Least favorite employee.
You know we can't answer that.
Well, I figure we just wax philosophical about it, maybe.
Well, you know, they all have good days and bad days.
Yeah, that's good.
I would say most, like, 98% good days.
That's good, yeah, okay.
I don't have an answer to that. However, what my mind immediately went to is the level of comfort amongst us employees to the point that, like, probably is crossing some boundaries that I'm totally chill with.
Yeah.
One of our employees told me a hilarious sex story the other day, and I'm like, wow, cool.
I think it'd be like, wow, that's a felony.
I didn't solicit it. It was a funny story, and I'm like, this probably isn't allowed in a workplace, but we're the cool bosses.
Could be me.
As our least
employee.
Could be me. Probably somebody's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Miles, who's your least favorite boss?
Oh man, there's so many to choose from. No, just kidding.
So many bosses.
There's so many bosses to choose from, honestly. Okay, next question. and this, again, this is not to anyone specific, but what model of Tesla do you have and why is it better than a poor person car?
I have a Tesla Prius C. Yeah. And it is like a cool sort of Prius Tesla.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good.
I did just remember that we had to let somebody go early on in the company, so that's my least favorite employee.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
The person that we fired.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense for sure.
Like, we had to fire them hard.
Yeah. And just so that people don't go digging and looking, we've had other wonderful employees who had to leave for other reasons, personal on their own, who we did not fire,
Yes.
Who we love and adore, and they are all wonderful people.
This person you would not know because they were never a part of,
correct.
Okay, cool. This is the next one. Name someone who you think is a train wreck, but you can't call them out due to professional courtesy. Yeah.
Literally the second half of the question.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's why it's a hard
says question. You can't do it.
I'm gonna pull a Keith and say, could be me.
Could be me.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Yeah.
You can't agree.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Zach is a train wreck. All right. Well, that just about wraps up unwanted questions.
Yeah, I think that's good to get through.
Yeah that one good. Was bad.
I know. That was a hard
well,
one.
Not, it was just bad. We couldn't answer the questions.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah, right.
Due to professional when we courtesy. Did, we probably really shouldn't have.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's a double-edged sword, sort of a double entendre.
Most swords are double-edged.
Huh?
Nowadays.
I guess that's true. You swing them back and forth.
Just the well, swords aren't even that popular, but yeah, most long swords, short swords, broad swords are double edged. Only the single edged ones are typically katanas,
like a samurai
steak
sword,
knives, samurai swords, stuff
that's
like
cool.
that.
Yeah. Snickers knives,
slashing swords rather than stabbing swords.
Mm. Would you ever do a video that was just try guys try swords?
Hell yeah,
fucking slicing stuff
Hell
up.
Hell yeah,
why not? You know.
I was trying to do.
Is it
a video.
Too late to do Fruit Ninja IRL? Too late for that.
15 years too late.
Too late. We just chowing
It'd be
up
hard.
Fruit.
Are you It'd kidding me? Tough. To slice a watermelon?
I've seen videos where they try to do it. It's
it would
hard.
Hurt your shoulders.
It's really funny. Yeah.
You need just actually a really really sharp sword. It'll just cut right through a lot of butter.
No kidding. Uh-huh. Like butter.
A lot of butter. I love those street food videos where there's some guy or lady just crushing food so fast. I'm like, wow, your skills. Skills.
That's cool.
You know which one I don't like though? The mischievous ice cream man, where he steals the ice cream back from the customer and he just fucks with them. I'm like, let him have ice cream.
He's so mischievous.
Lay off him.
You don't know this night.
It's
he has
a hot summer day.
He has the long stick and he'll like give you ice cream and then like plop plop turn upside down and like he'll like give it. Just he's fucking with you nonstop.
Oh, wow,
it's classic viral bit.
Yeah, you know, good bit.
First time I saw it, ha ha. Second time, boo hoo.
Third time, you're a bully, sir.
Yeah, you know.
You know, you're talking about fruit. I don't think I can pretend to be grossed out by durian anymore. I legitimately find it delicious.
I don't find it delicious.
And it's always supposed to be something that's like, oh, it smells so bad. But like, it's good.
It just smells strong.
Yeah, it's potent.
Isn't it supposed to smell like
No.
I'm sorry. Sorry to say.
It is now definitely the worst episode ever.
It
does not smell like
okay, but you guys know those trees that smell like
yeah.
Oh,
ginkgo.
Yeah.
Those are, wait, no, we looked this up the other day and it wasn't ginkgo.
Ginkgo smells like poo-poo.
No,
but dude, I definitely had them outside of my Chicago apartment.
Oh, no, you lived on street?
I lived on street.
Every town's Jeez. Got street. We had a kid
and
named
usually
Spencer.
It's so beautiful because it's like these, you know,
they
have
are
like
very pretty.
Little tiny white flowers, but then they fall and they're just everywhere.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, we're not making this up. This is the thing. There are trees before. That smell overwhelmingly like and the whole block just reeks of it. And even before you really know, like I remember being like in fourth grade and being like, I don't know what smells like, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's this.
Yeah.
And you know there's something in your lizard brain that it clicks.
Yeah.
And it is
it's called Pyrus calariana.
I believe they were trees that were imported. We looked this up recently.
Why would they bring them over?
They're British.
Yeah, they're from their country.
They're from Australia. And look, they look like, they almost look like just like,
just snowy like white.
explosions.
They're very
Jesus,
pretty.
This is the worst episode. Okay.
Miles, you very, started it.
Miles, you sent the word.
Guys, you got to stop saying on the podcast.
You broke the dam.
We're always inviting people to on the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Guests,
the explosion
you know?
Of discussion came from Miles.
Yeah, that's
it,
true.
It was your burst.
I'll take the premature.
Gee, I'm gonna have to believe that.
Yeah, way. That was too graphic.
Okay, this is another suggestion for
that the whole section is just one long week.
It's just
3 minutes of this thing is like, what's wrong? What happened? This is the worst episode of the podcast.
Oh boy.
Okay, this is another one. Another bad segment idea. Baths versus showers again.
Well, I haven't taken a bath since the argument to change my mind, so I'm still a shower boy.
Wait, so Miles, you seriously watch Grey's Anatomy in the bath?
Bro, I did it last night. Yesterday. I fucking did
like
it
every day.
Yesterday was a new, because so, all right, ice cream, obviously it's in a bowl. It's kind of easy to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I fucking ate cake in the tub.
Are you kidding?
And a cake glass of milk. Tub. A big glass of milk. And a slice of cake
that
my neighbor gave us.
Decadent.
Oh, boy,
an indulgence
yeah.
like no other. Can yeah. I tell you, so one, still team bath for a soak, not for a wash.
Uh-huh.
That does not change. But I'll be at home some nights and I don't take baths as much as I would like
mm-hmm.
for my achy body. And I'll look and I'll go, I bet Miles would be taking time for a bath right now. And you have like, you're in my brain. Yeah. You're like a little parasite in there. And I think I now can't think about baths without thinking about you. And I fear for my next bath where I'm going to be laying naked in a tub of my own filth. And I'm going to be thinking about Miles and it's inescapable.
I like that. I like to be sort of the bath to like people think of me when they take a bath.
A bath genie.
Yeah, bath genie.
You know what I got? You'll probably like this. You might have one of your own. A little like it's a little bamboo slat that goes across
just
the bath.
Yeah. Tray.
I have a bath
tray.
Yeah.
Miles, do you have a bath tray?
I have a bath tray.
It's Miles, fun. we got to get in one for Christmas.
That'd be a nice present. Where do you keep the TV?
I put it, okay, so I've talked about this before.
So it's a laptop?
I have a tripod, and I put, there's like an iPad mount, the iPad on the tripod and put it right outside the tub. So I'm like
looking
slightly to the left at the iPad.
That's mm-hmm. smart, because one wrong move from that little bath tray and that yeah. laptop is slipping in and I'm cooking like a little
yeah.
something.
Yeah, well, so you have to keep it plugged in?
Oh, yeah, man, of course.
So
no, I'm kidding.
Well, I will say, every once in a while, Sarah told me to stop doing this. She had to talk to me because sometimes the iPad wouldn't be charged. And so I would plug the iPad in to the wall near, like with an extension cord.
Near the bath.
Right next to the tub.
Yeah.
Which is a no-no zone. Yeah. And it was a bad idea and I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
No-no zone.
No-no zone. Yeah. Anyway, the definitive opinion. That. You said you're doing magnesium flakes, too.
Yeah, I do it for the soak.
What's the magnesium flake? Because I haven't done that. And honestly, this is so funny. Because on You Can Sit With Us last week, they talked about baths, too.
Our listeners cannot get away from that.
Yeah, bath mug. That's a try, guys.
Let's move. Basically, it's the same thing as Epsom salt. It just relaxes the muscles.
Let's move on.
What are you going to get a tray?
I would love to get one.
We should buy
him
a tray.
One more pretty cool bath thing is, so I take baths with Wes, right? And recently we tried out these color bath bomb little pellets where it turns the entire bath blue or purple or yellow. Yellow's a little weird. We haven't tried that one yet. But it's super cool. It totally washes out and it's like super washable. Wes just kept saying, blue bath.
I would be
I was happy.
They were blue.
Mm-hmm. Ariel did mention that she said Frida Baby makes bath bombs that are really good. And I was like, maybe I should get the Frida Baby bath bombs.
Yeah. straight up, we reserve all the best stuff for babies. And then when you're an adult, you're like, all the most toxic, harsh chemical shit on your body, who cares? Always get the baby stuff.
Get the baby stuff.
Baby soap,
baby spray.
Shampoo, baby bug spray. Baby sunscreen. Yo, you know what? If it's not good enough for a baby, it's not good enough
baby
for me.
Baby eyelash glue.
Yeah.
baby nose tweezers. Get the baby stuff, guys.
You know they have baby nail clippers that have a little window where you can see?
Oh, my God. Perfect.
You know, we've always wondered.
Baby manscaping, you know? I need that protection.
Yeah.
Baby razors. Baby's first razors.
Yeah.
Baby shave.
Okay, here's another idea. We've got just a couple more here. this is just something somebody suggested. They said, a nice prank call, but you're just telling someone at a restaurant you had a really good time the other day.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're going to call and just say, hey, I just wanted to say I had a really great time. I don't know who was working yesterday, but I just had a great time at the restaurant.
That's really lovely to do. I think while Ned pulls this number up.
Make sure it's a restaurant that allows people to come in.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe just my food was really good. I guess it is COVID. Well,
there's some outdoor dining here in LA.
That's true, yeah.
You know the trucks that have like, how's my driving?
Yeah.
I did one time as a teenager, I called one and complimented them because it was like one guy who was really courteous. He was letting people in. There were a lot of trucks or dicks in the town that I grew up in. And this one guy was a good guy. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to spread happiness today.
That's good. I did that.
Oh, they are picking up.
Well, why don't we just call Will and tell him? I just spilled tea on myself.
On your mask.
My Zatico Tico is all over myself.
Oh, it's still dripping.
Zach, here's a prank call idea. You can call Will and just tell him he's doing a really good job.
Cool. Will's right there.
Will's, I think, in the other
room. That's why
hovering.
I thought of him.
Oh,
but I'm gonna do that anyway.
Will, are you over there?
Oh, it's Jonathan.
Oh, okay, it's Jonathan.
All right, great. I'm going to call Will.
Call Will, our assistant
and
editor.
And just tell him that he's been doing a really great job with everything.
And then he's going to realize it's a prank.
Put on speakerphone. Yeah.
Yeah, we can record Will.
Okay, guys. Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Will. How's it going? It's Zach.
Yeah. What's happening?
I just wanted to tell you that I had dinner at your establishment the other night, and it was a really great meal, wonderful service, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Which establishment? This feels like some sort of a bit.
Did I confuse the positive prank calls, guys?
Why didn't you just tell him he was doing a great job?
Oh, you're also doing a great job with everything, and we just wanted to say we appreciate you.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering, because I do not have an establishment, I started panicking, you know? But I'm glad that the dinner was good.
Yeah, the risotto was top-notch.
Okay, yeah. I have made risotto once in my life. Risotto. I can send you the recipe if you want.
I would love that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I got very distracted at the end there because Maggie texted me, all caps, huge Aaron Carter stan. Oh my God, it's photos of her as a kid with Aaron Carter.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's incredible.
Aaron's party.
Oh, wow. That was pretty good. I think that was a nice, I think that made his day.
Well, that was really nice, gang. We really just have one more segment.
Okay.
And it's imaginary fruits.
Oh.
So maybe we just talk about fruits we wish were existing.
Red berries.
Red berries.
Green berries.
There you go.
Blueberries get it all. Blackberries get it all. But why don't we have any green berries?
Well, you know the old, have you guys ever had a shuckatan?
No.
It's really good. It has a hard exterior casing, but then the inside is just like this kind of squashy, like pumpkin-y, like delicious fruit.
I really love eating tree fruit.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
does it taste like...
No, Miles. No, that's disgusting.
While this is like imaginary fruit, made up fruits, we're constantly genetically engineering fruits. Like, we make all sorts of new fruits all the time. There's 100 billion apples. We made the cotton candy grapes.
That's true.
They made it some other kind of goofy apple.
The galaxy crisp apple?
Yeah, we make fruit. We can make anything we want.
You guys want to hear something like exciting in my life? And it's exciting on a sliding scale of probably not that exciting.
Well, this is the worst episode.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right.
So
then
give
let me,
it to us.
Then let's
tell
indulge.
Us a boring
I bought
story.
A passion fruit tree.
You brought a tree? Oh, I already know part of this story.
Wait, what?
Very
fun. You bought a tree?
Yeah, well, it's like a little, it's not that big. It's like no bigger than that plant, like our tripod. And I bought a passion fruit tree, and you have to water it like way too often. I'm talking like every 2-3 days.
Is it an inside house?
No, we keep it on the little, we have
little patio,
little balcony.
Yeah, right.
And it has yielded one successfully. I mean, we've had like three.
Yeah.
One was ready to eat. It was delicious. I mean, passion fruit's really hard to find in the U.S.
That's cool.
And it's something that I got very addicted to when we were overseas.
Wow.
But then the worst is one fell. And then Bowie came out and was like, ball. And he took it in his mouth and flung it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Like, immediately. And it's my downstairs neighbors. I'm in an apartment complex. And it's like on their tarp. And so now I need to go down to my neighbors and be like, hey, I dropped fruit on your thing. And I want it back. Because it's like, it takes a long fucking time to grow this fruit.
And I want it back.
I need, right? It's kind of rude to be like, hey, can you go outside and give me my apple back? But yeah, that's what I'm about to do.
That makes sense.
So I'm going to have probably one thing of passion fruit every 2 months. Watch out, world.
Oh, dude, we planted a cucumber bush and it is growing like massive cucumber dongs. Yeah.
So, they're on bushes?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a little viney, bushy
it
thing.
It kind of looks like a tomato plant.
It's like a vine. It's crawling up a little grate that we put in there. But I mean, I'm talking like a big old honking cucumber. And it was good. We had one on a salad. Slice it. Delicious.
I got a cucumber story.
Looks
more
like
a word of warning to you, Ned.
Cautionary cucumber tale.
Some people have inferred, because we have said it, that I bought a house. Mm-hmm. And our house came with a garden.
Some people have inferred because you said it?
Yeah, well, Becky said it more explicitly on the previous podcast. Yeah. I've said I've moved. And then, and I've put a tiny text on some Instagram stories, but very vague about it.
I saw. It was very hilariously coy.
Well, I didn't want to go around bragging. Things are tough for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, right.
I thought it inappropriate to be like, check it out. I brought it out for my friends. You know, I thought that would be unkind. So
you mean you already have a Tesla?
Exactly. Tesla Breezy. But we inherited a garden. And in the time that we were moving in, there was a cucumber that became ripe that I did not notice was there. So I did not pluck it. Oh. And it kept growing.
Oh.
And it became overripe, which is not good. But I have this, I'm talking 14-inch long, yellow, spiny cucumber.
Ugh.
It's too prickly for me to pluck off the plant without hurting my hand. There it remains.
Yeah, it was a little prickly.
Prickly. Yeah, they have like little spines.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
And the vine also has spines.
I had to wipe it down with like...
These have flowers coming out of their head.
Time the O out. Uh-huh. So you're telling me... Like the outside of you have to stand down a cucumber?
I didn't know this about cucumbers, but it had all these little tiny prickles, and I used like the back of a sponge that was the spiky, you know, the rough side, and basically sanded down my cucumber.
No kidding.
I think that's what the little nubs are. I know, me too. No idea. Never.
No
so
idea.
So it gets yellow when it's overripe, but it keeps on growing.
You're telling me that a cucumber is a weapon.
Yeah.
You could spike a cucumber. That's wild.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a weapon.
I my mind is blown. Please continue the story.
Okay. That was the end of it. Really.
Wow. Well, let me have my mind blown again, because holy shit.
So I got to make sure I harvest these dongs before they get mega dongs.
Throbbing. Apparently, they're very bad and even maybe like lightly toxic. Like not you'll die, but like not good for you to eat after they're ripe.
But the passion fruit just falls off when it's done.
Yeah, maybe.
Welcome to the tripod, where we talk about baths and our gardens.
and our shitty attempts at gardening.
I'm not going to lie. Maggie's the plant queen in my house. Mm-hmm. We killed many plants for many years, but something clicked this year, and she's on top of it. Hmm. She like takes them all the way across the house into our shower and hoses them down. Oh, yeah, because some of them need a lot of water.
We got one of those.
She takes him to the shower.
Yeah. You know, look, you take baths with Wes. Uh-huh. We don't say that's weird, okay?
we
take showers with our plants.
Yeah,
man.
That's true. You know what?
I chase it around with a hose. Well, it's time for advice with your advice host, Miles.
Yeah.
So advice that'll go for Miles with Miles Montagnore. Hit it.
I'm going to go acapella. It's advice that'll go for Miles.
Oh, boy.
Tune into your radio station. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Everybody ready, Miles Nation.
Yes.
Thanks for that theme song, Miles. Have you ever wanted to be a cozy little slut?
Oh my God.
I mean,
yeah, sure.
Reclaim the word and reclaim the bird.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
I have a little treat for Ned to keep his dingle warm.
Oh.
And a treat for Keith to keep his nipples hard.
God, this is the worst episode.
This is horrible.
So what, my body's just left alone? I got
it's already warm and hard.
I got a cold dingle and soft nips over here.
We all know that Zach is bone hard. chili.
Oh my God. Get do it.
Get a freaking blanket. Okay, I'm
this can't be your advice. Just a blanket.
It's been getting chillier this time of year, as it always be doing. And so my advice to you is to get a cozy little blanket.
Just a blanket.
Well,
not even like a weighted blanket. Just a blanket.
Weighted blankets are too hard to get away from. Like, I feel like, oh, Ned's shopping. Ned's shopping near the merch section. But yeah, I find like a living room blanket for you to like kind of cozy up in the living room. Because obviously beds have blankets, that's what we know. But in the living room, if you want to get warm and toasty while you're watching, I don't know, some steamy on the TV, then get a living room blanket.
I don't know that this is advice anyone needs, but obviously every house needs a living room blanket. It doubles as a throw. Yeah. It's decorative.
Uh-huh.
And you get to snuggle up. But here's the real advice.
Go off, King.
You need two. Because, or honestly, at least two, because your partner is going to take it.
Yep.
Maggie's a little blanket thief.
Blankets, you know, they're smaller than normal blankets.
Doesn't even matter. Even if it's big, she'll wrap herself up like a burrito.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
You got to get in-laws that make you a blanket that's big enough for you. My in-laws, they made me a big coffee blanket that's like extra long. And they're like, they made it for Keith because he's so big. I was like, actually, this is great because it is a great two-person blanket.
You know
it's
what?
It's gargantuan. Mm-hmm.
A good, easy gift. A tastefully monogrammed blanket.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't want something that's like too, like, I don't want, I think you have one that has like photos of like your face on it or something. No.
No. Oh, you're thinking about Mark.
Oh, maybe.
Mark
I thought someone
got an
got
engagement
it.
Blanket, yeah. Which was their engagement photos on a blanket, which
too
is
much.
Hilarious.
Too much. That's you can't display
I
kind
of want one, but like I want one of Mark and Robin.
Yeah, that's good.
But like after my engagement, my sister got us a very beautiful throw blanket that just has our names like in the bottom corner I can respectfully fold it over and hide it so that I'm not embarrassed when people come over. But it was like a thoughtful gift, and really now it's just a nice cozy blanket.
Yeah. Gotta stay it's warm nice. In those yep. cold months.
Get yourself a blanket basket.
Oh!
A basket for your blankets.
Yeah, and it'll class it up.
It classes it up. It can be an enclosed, more chest. It could be an open basket where the blankets are rolled or folded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's a nice decorative piece that's very functional.
Get blankets for your friends.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to come over and they're going to be chilly, and you don't want to be sharing your blanket with your...
the people in the back.
You don't want to be sharing your blankets with them. You want a designated friend blanket.
And make sure your ottoman game is on point.
Hell
nobody wants to have a blanket when they're sitting with their legs at a 90 degree angle. No, you want to be stretched out, reclined, no matter what
L-shaped
side of the couch.
L-shaped couches.
Damn right.
Turn your L-shaped couch into a U-shaped couch with massive ottoman coverage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rip up your upholstery and put seat warmers in every single one of those motherfuckers.
Yee.
Go down to the Sharper Image and turn all of your chairs into vibrating massagers.
In fact, just rip out your couch and just put a whole bunch of fluff and stuff in there.
Yeah, go
just
off
a me. Whole bunch of cushions. Just a whole, like, Tempur-Pedic floor.
Wow.
Replace your walls with bouncy castles. I want to be able to bounce off all those motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
All right. That seems like a good as ending
good,
as any.
Good advice.
Get a foot bath for your friends.
Oh.
This has been the worst tripod episode of all time. Please don't subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Rest assured that it'll only get better, so come back.
That's right. It will get better.
Yeah, it will.
Get yourself some Zatico. Get yourself some hot sauce. Get yourself Zach's new sweatshirt if you're watching on YouTube.
Chaiguys.com.
It's not out until...
tomorrow, Saturday. I don't know. It's coming.
Sneak peek,
motherfuckers. You know... stay well this next week. It's gonna be a week. That's it. That's an episode. This has been the Tripod. We'll see you next time. Keith, can you
Can you hit us with the Tripod theme song?
Until next time, stay beautiful.